It was a major youth event I was speaking at, and they had several very popular contemporary Christian bands there. And teenagers love to get close to their heroes, even to find a way to get backstage or to their ready room. Well, let me assure you, speakers have no such problem. It's the bands they want to meet. Anyway, the organizers had to think through security, like who would be allowed to go into which area. Well, because I was a speaker, I wore one of those coveted trophies at any stage event. I had the all-access pass. Security people would glance at those door-opening words, all-access, and they'd wave me right through. You can go anywhere and everywhere with one of those things. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your all-access pass. Oh, you may never have worn an all-access pass in your life, but if you belong to Jesus Christ, you possess the most valuable all-access pass in the universe. God has hung a pass around your neck that allows you to walk into the throne room from which the universe is governed any time. In fact, you have priority clearance. The door to God, the door to his throne room, is called prayer. And when Jesus tore down the wall between God and us when he died on the cross, he opened the way for total access to all the resources of heaven. But often our prayers sound as if we've forgotten the awesome position we're in. We pray these lame, predictable, earth-sized prayers that sound like we only have access to some little spiritual closet. Hebrews 4:16 says we can, quote, come boldly to God's throne of grace. And our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 9:8, describes the incredible resources that gives us access to. It says God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You talk about comprehensive coverage. Access to all of God's grace so you can have everything you need in every situation to do what's right. Are you praying like that? Or are you worrying and scheming, hesitating, even disobeying instead of using your all-access pass? What does it give you access to? Listen to Philippians 4:19. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. You have a pass to the unlimited resources of the Jesus Fund in heaven, which has all the resources your situation requires, financially, emotionally, relationally, physically. How about James 1:5? If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all. For every phone call, every email, every text, every parental challenge, every decision, every response, your all-access pass opens up the very wisdom of God himself to guide you to the right thing. Or Hebrews 4:16, the come boldly verse that promises grace to help you in your time of need. All you need, man, to make it through your storm. Yes, Jesus has given you an all-access pass to the resources of heaven. Isn't it awesome? But we live in such unnecessary poverty because we underutilize what he's made available. Isn't it time to quit praying in the same old box, coming to God like a beggar instead of a son or daughter? When you pray, remember who you are. Remember the awesome God you're with and dare to trust him for what the Bible calls great and mighty things you do not know.